So you just obey the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
For the Lord would say, this is your day. This is your hour.
Yep.
I have came with a visitation in power and in glory. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, prepare your spirits, as I'm going to drop into you the way that I think, the way that I love,
thank you,
the way that I feel toward my people that are lost,
yes,
toward my people that are hurting,
yeah,
toward my people that need me. Toward the ones that are without, to the ones that are hurting. I'm going to give you compassion toward them.
Thank you.
And that compassion is going to move.
Yes.
So prepare your hearts for my move in you.
Yes.
Be ready, be willing, be able, because I have made you able to move on my behalf.
Yes. Thank you.
I have sent. Wow. Sent the angels ahead of you.
Thank you, Lord.
To prepare the way.
Thank you.
Prepare the way that you can make an entrance into their lives. To see them, to know them, to help them, to pray with them, to walk with them in these hard times. And they will see my power.
Yes.
And they will see my glory, and they will know that I am King. So prepare your hearts, my people. Prepare your hearts now for this mighty move that is coming. The wind of my spirit will blow across this land and across your path so that you can be my hands and my feet. At such a time as this, just as wow, I'm trying to figure out how to say this because I see it in the spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Just as the day of Pentecost came, there's going to be a mighty move, a mighty wind, a mighty presence that's going to fall on my people.
Amen.
And it's going to set on you. So you must be ready. You must be ready. You must prepare your hearts now. Be prepared, thus saith the Lord. And this is what the Lord gave me earlier, was that I was supposed to give at least 10, but he said there was 10 to 15 people here that needed to hear something. They needed to hear that I didn't save you just to get you to heaven.
Right.
I saved you to get heaven in you. That's the good word for the day. There's a lot of people that needed to hear that. There's more than 15 in here.
Yeah.
That he wants you to understand. And then I understand why now. Because of the mighty move of God that's coming in our lives. And we have to be ready. And we have to be willing. And we have to be able.
Yes.
Because he has made me able.
Yes.
To care of this gospel. And he's made you able.
Yes.
I may preach at work every Tuesday. It don't matter that I'm a preacher. It doesn't matter.
No.
You're called to do something.
Yes.
And he said he's preparing your hearts right now.
Yes.
To be a move of God.
Yes.
He's already sent the angels in, and they're already preparing the way. It's done.
Yes.
He said, but you better be willing and better be ready because I have made you able.
Amen.
To be the move of God in this place
Praise
and around
God.
Our area.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Father.